Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is from Alyssa.
Two emails from Alyssa, yeah. Hi Ben and Nathan, I've been studying for the LSAT since October and have used Khan Academy, PowerScore Bibles, and a private tutor. I scored a diagnostic score of 133 in October. And I took an official test in January, and scored a 134. I felt completely crushed afterward and know I have the potential to score higher. I regret taking this test as it was clearly a waste of time and money. Since starting the Demon at the end of January, I have been able to understand logic games and logical reasoning a lot more. I really enjoy the explanations and the video lessons after completing each question. I'm signed up for the March test with hopes of going to law school in the fall. Oh, no.
No, it's too soon, Alyssa. Too soon. You can't be getting the score. I mean, I just can't imagine you're getting the score you need to actually go to law school.
Well, and she's planning to take the March test and go to law school this fall?
Nope. Not good.
Alyssa, you're going to end up, worst case is you're going to get in and you're going to, like, impoverish yourself. You're going to pay way more than you need to if you follow this plan at all.
Yeah,
I mean, it's probably too late, but you should withdraw from the March test and you should not register for the next one until your practice tests indicate you're ready. Anyway, Alyssa continues, I feel that I'm on a time crunch due to my family pushing me to go in the fall, but I'm worried I won't get in because of my LSAT score. That's so common. God, yeah. I hear this story all the time.
Well, and not only your worry is about whether you get in or not, actually, as you just said, Nathan, if you don't get in, that's going to be the best thing that happens to you. It's when you get in that you have a problem, because we're not concerned about whether you get in or not. We're concerned about how much you have to pay.
Yeah.
And you're just stop worrying about what your family thinks. I know they're a huge influence probably in your life, but unfortunately they're wrong on this issue.
They're probably lovely people.
Yeah, right about everything else, but this they're wrong about.
Are they paying for your JD? Because if they're not paying, you just stop talking to them about law school. If they are paying for your JD, then let me talk to them about law school. Literally, yeah. Have them call me, and I will talk some sense into them. I think they do not want you to barely squeak into law school this fall and pay $150,000 for your JD.
Both for their pocketbook and for yours down the road, which they might on some level feel on the hook for. Parents sometimes feel obligated to help students or their children who are struggling. So they want you to come out of law school and kick ass.
If your parents are sitting on a $500 million estate or something, then fine. But if your parents are like middle class, you know, maybe they own a house, maybe they have the wherewithal to help fund you for law school. That's not a good reason for them to do that unnecessarily. This game, you don't have to pay. You will have to pay full price if you follow your current plan. And I that would be the worst thing that ever happened to you, Alyssa. Do not do what you're planning to do, please. Anyway, she's currently subscribed to the basic plan. She wants our opinion on how to study moving forward. She asks, should I subscribe to the live plan? And then she sent a follow-up. She said, to add to this, I'm determined to do what it takes to get my score up and get into law school. I also thought I'd mention that when I used the Khan program and the PowerScore Bibles, I was studying inconsistently. At the time, I was still finding the right materials for me and never got a grasp of anything. In terms of my private tutor, we only did logic games. Being consistent with the Demon has provided some major improvements in everything, but I know I can get my goal score a 160 with hard work and determination. Thanks again. And that is coming from Alyssa. All right, what do you think Alyssa should do here if she wants to try to get to 160? And my first thing is, why 160? Why not 165? Why not 170? Set your sights as high as possible. I mean, 160 and barely get in, it would be bad for you. If a 160 gets you a full ride, then great. But if a 160 and you barely squeak in, that's bad.
Well, and this, I am determined to do what it takes to get my score up and get in.
I know.
Your goal is wrong. Your goal is not to get in. Your goal is to go for free. And if you're willing to spend money, or if anyone in your orbit is willing to spend money on law school, take a sliver, a small, small fraction of that, and spend it on preparing for the LSAT. We just can't stop repeating that. The cost difference between preparing for the LSAT and paying for law school is so extraordinary, yet they are directly related to each other.
We're just not in the business of getting people into law school. We're in the business of helping people save $150,000 on a JD. And so that probably means for you, Alyssa, you're not going this cycle. You're not even that early for next cycle, to be honest.
No. I don't know if you're going to make it.
We want you to apply in September for the following September, because we want you to have multiple competing scholarship offers. By this time next year, you should know where you're going for free starting in 2023.
So I would get the live plan to get yourself moving. Yeah, at least a month.
1 month.
And
we'll start with 1 month. You can go up and down on the plans anytime.
Yeah.
Start with 1 month of live. Come to my class, Ben's class, all of our other amazing teachers. Go to Matt's Logic Games classes. Go to Becca's Reading Comp and LR classes. We've got such a great team. And talk to all of us.
Yeah, get yourself going in the right direction faster. Bump it down if you need to save money. But at least you'll have a lot better understanding of how to study and what you're trying to accomplish. Like right now, your goals are incorrect. So I'm hoping this episode changes your goals. Your goals is to go for free, right? That should be your goal, or don't go. So you need to change your goal there. You also need to change your goals in terms of how you're approaching questions and so on. And going to live classes can help you get your mind wrapped around the mindsets, the way you need to think about the test faster.
Yep.
And I think if you decide to continue doing live, fine, great. Maybe it's so helpful that you just want to keep doing it. But even if you can't afford that, then just do live 1 month like you're saying, Nathan, and then go back to basic or premium.
Yeah, you could do a month of live, a month or two of basic, come back maybe and do another month of live if you feel like it's helpful. But it's a flexible program. I mean, and I do recommend, you're at the very beginning here, Alyssa. Start with 1 month of live and we will teach you how to study. You'll be much more efficient with your prep time after that 1 month of live. So do that first, and then we can talk about all your different options via the LSAT demon. I really only want to work with you, Alyssa, if you want to go to law school for free. If your goal is to sneak into the back door and pay full price, I wouldn't feel ethically good about that. I would feel like I was hurting you. I don't want to hurt you. I only want to help you. And so, I want you to change your goal to how do I go to law school for free? Go to LSATdemon.com/scholarships, by the way, and play with your LSAT and GPA, or your GPA and various LSAT scores, and watch how dramatically those estimates of scholarships change.
Yeah.
Based on just, 5, 10, 15 more LSAT points, which we can deliver for you.
Thanks for writing in. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.